FTC slammed for requesting names of Twitter files journalists. By Alam Bokhari on March 8, 2023. The FTC is going after journalists who were given access to the Twitter files, demanding a list of names of journalists who Twitter granted access to, as part of the agency's increasingly aggressive approach against the platform. In a series of letters sent to Twitter by the FTC, the powerful regulatory body requested a swathe of information from the social media platform, including the names of the Twitter files journalists and Elon Musk's personal communications. In its correspondence, the FTC claimed user privacy was one of its top concerns. "We are concerned these staff reductions impact Twitter's ability to protect consumers' information," wrote the FTC. Matt Taibbi, a journalist who published a number of the Twitter files, pointed out that the Twitter files disclosures proved the government made numerous improper requests for user data from Twitter, something the FTC seems less concerned about. While hashtag Twitter files reporters neither asked for nor received access to private user data, the files themselves are full of instances of government agencies improperly asking for the same, said Taibbi. In December, Twitter files reporter Michael Schellenberger disclosed the FBI's requests for private user data from Twitter, something the company refused at the time. "The FBI repeatedly requests information from Twitter that Twitter has already made clear it will not share outside of normal legal channels," reported Schellenberger. The email posted by Schellenberger, "The FBI requests information on the VPN service providers used by targeted users, a request that would likely compromise their privacy, and a request that Twitter refuses. We would need legal process to provide further information about the IPs, subnets, providers, etc., associated with the authentication IPs from these accounts," Twitter employee Yoel Roth responded. The FTC's actions have drawn the fire of Representative Jim Jordan, RO, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. "This may be the most egregious threat to the First Amendment I've ever seen. They and this harassment of Twitter started when Elon Musk bought the company. I think 12 different letters they send in a span of like 2 months," said Rep. Jordan. "The most egregious part, in my judgment, was the idea that they're going after a journalist, and they even named personally some journalists in there who were part of the Twitter files." Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of hashtag #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.